Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game later on in the day, massive college football playoff implications, top 25 matchup in Nashville, Vandy and Mizzou. We go out to Columbia to check in with Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com. Gabe, it's good to have you on the show again. I think we had you on earlier in the year. We were asking you, you know, at that time, how big of a game, I think it was KUMU. All right, here we go again. They already had Alabama a few weeks ago. Where does this one stack up for Eli Drinkwitz and the Tigers?
I mean, as of right now, it's the biggest one they've had, and that's kind of how these seasons work. As long as you remain in contention, if you win, the next one's always bigger, regardless of, you know, what the name is on the other jersey. I know, like, Vandy, yeah, they played Alabama and they played LSU, but the truth is, this is the biggest game they've played this year, too, because it's later in the season.
It just feels like both these teams, it's like, it's the winner has a really good path to the college football playoff, and the loser... Boo, it's a long shot, right? Like, world's going to be hard. You're going to have to win out, not screw up once for the rest of this season. That's why it feels so big to me.
Yeah, the best way I've heard it described, it's not a play-in game, but it might be a play-out game. Because the winner has work to do, but you keep your chances alive. I would say, you know, I don't know how they set probabilities and all that, but I think the winner of this has probably a better than 50% chance to get there. The loser, I think, significantly lower because, like you said, they got to go 4-0. They both got two road games left. They both play two ranked teams. Like, it's mathematically possible, but it's going to be real tough.
Ahmad Hardy has been awesome this year for the Tigers. Last week was a tougher go and a gritty win for Missouri. Going into this game and now seeing how I think more and more people have been talking about the lack of a true deep threat in the passing game for Missouri. Ahmad Hardy obviously is a huge factor in the game, but is there a scenario you can see Missouri winning on the road in this spot if Ahmad Hardy is, you know, shut down by Vanderbilt?
Shut down the way he was last week? No, I don't think so because, you know, Auburn should have won that game. They just continue to find multiple ways to lose games. If Vandy holds him to 50 yards and holds Missouri under 100, I don't think Missouri can win. Now, I don't think he has to, you know, have some of the games he was having earlier in the year against Louisiana and KU and things like that. But I do think he has to there has to be more room to run than there was last week. And this Vandy defense, like, it's good. The numbers are good. I do not think they are as good up front as Auburn and Alabama are.
Auburn's got a lot of NFL guys in the defense, right? So we assume
Missouri
will have an easier time scoring in this game.
Yeah, I would certainly think so. I mean, I will be surprised if 20 points wins this game. I felt pretty good going into last week that 20 points would win that game, you know, and there was a lot of revisionist history. I mean, we talked all week last week. It's going to be an ugly game. It's going to be low scoring. It's at night on the road. This is not going to be easy. And then it wasn't easy, and we all kind of freaked out and said, oh, no, Auburn's no good. Maybe Missouri's no good. Well, maybe they just won a game where they didn't play their best in a really tough spot.
I got to say, part of it, and this is going to go to, like, talking about Bo Perbula, they eventually got the game-winning score, right? They get the win, all of those things. But in back-to-back games, it's the fourth quarter. He's got the ball in his hands. He's got a chance to win this game or get back in the game or tie the game from whatever, right? Have a chance to win the thing from Missouri, and he looked bad in those drives in the late fourth quarter. Well, at least in first game.
Right. Against Auburn, he went 5 for 5 and got them to the 30-yard line. And then they had a play where neither one of their offensive tackles blocked anybody, yeah. And he got sacked. You know, I had a bunch of people say, you can't take that sack. I said, I don't know what he's supposed to do. Like, he had nothing to do in that situation. You know, so I thought in the Alabama game, he made mistakes and he didn't really make up for it with big plays. In the Auburn game, he made some mistakes. He also made up for it with making some pretty big plays. I mean, the 3rd and 8 throw to Kevin Coleman in overtime to set up the game-winning touchdown that was an elite-level throw.
When you look at the down the field stuff, how real do you think that is? People talking about their inability to get the ball down the field.
Oh, I think that's a real thing. I asked Drinkwitz about it actually last week before the Auburn game, and he acted kind of surprised, like, I didn't know we had all these problems I need to go check out. But it's a real thing. They've thrown, I think it's now 17 passes more than 20 yards in the air in 7 games, and it's the fewest in the SEC. They've completed, I don't know, 7 or 8 of them. Like, it hasn't really been there. But they did take a couple shots against Auburn. One of them was basically a punt on that last drive and got picked off, and that's fine. But earlier in the game, he took a deep shot to Marquise Johnson, and it wasn't complete, but they ended up getting 30 yards of penalties on that play. So net gain there.
We're talking to Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com here on 96.5 The Fan. Missouri defensively is obviously been a huge reason why the Tigers are where they are at this point. You're going up against Diego Pavia, who is slowly climbing up the Heisman odds. I think he's got the 4th or 5th best odds to win the Heisman, depending on where you look. How do you feel about the Missouri Tigers defense trying to slow down Pavia and the Vanderbilt offense?
Well, that's the key, is slow down. You're not stopping him entirely, right? I mean, Alabama did the best job against him this year. The second half was very good, but they also did a good job in part because he turned the ball over twice inside the 20-yard line. You know, he doesn't make a ton of mistakes, but he can make them. I think if you ask me what I'm most confident in about this Missouri team, and this is not just tomorrow, this is all season long, it's that defense. You know, they had 2 pretty costly plays against Alabama. 3rd and 24 and 4th and 2. But like, other than that, when this defense has had to make a play, it's made every single one. And the offense put them in some real bad spots against Auburn last week. And that defense, I mean, Auburn had 1st and goal at the 5 and 3rd and goal at the 1. And Missouri held them to a field goal. And if you don't hold them to a field goal there, you're losing. Because if you go down 21-10, that game was over. And Missouri kept them out of the end zone. So I think this defense will do enough to give them a chance. I don't know if it's going to be enough to win, because I think that's much more reliant on the Missouri offense tomorrow.
What do you think the crowd split will be? Obviously, Missouri fans, SEC fans love going to Nashville. So
yeah,
Vanderbilt gets a lot of road fans, you know?
Right. I'm interested to see. It's less than it. I mean, in past games, you know, I watched the LSU Vandy game with my wife, and I said, that place looks so different than it did last time I was there. Not just because, hey, it's bigger and they've spent all this money on the actual stadium, but like, there was an actual atmosphere. Every time I've been to Vandy, it, like, you could count the fans, you know, and like you said, it was more than 50% visiting fans. Now, look, there are still more visiting fans than any other SEC stadium there, I'm sure, but I would assume it'll be I can't imagine this is going to be an even split at a Vanderbilt home game.
When you look at, just out of curiosity, Eli Drinkwitz and where he is with the organization, any fear there in Columbia that he might go swimming in bigger waters, Florida or some of these other schools?
Yeah, you know, I mean, what I've said is, look, the only one person's opinion matters, and that's his. and he's not going to tell any of us what he thinks. And nothing's going to happen for 7 weeks. Like, let's get through this season and see where it goes. Now, my belief, based on what I've heard, is that people around here feel pretty confident that he's going to stick around and be Missouri's coach next year. But, hey, obviously there's a lot left to play out. I think you can make a coherent argument in 2025 that Missouri is pretty close to as good a job as Florida. 10 years ago, nobody would have said that. Now, look, even if you say Florida's better, that gap is much, much closer than it's ever been. I mean, he has a team in its third year in a row with a chance at a college football playoff. Florida has had no chances at that. And he also, it's up and running. And if he takes a step back and he goes 7-5 next year, nobody's going to try to fire him. That is not true in Gainesville, Florida, as has been proven over and over and over since Urban Meyer left town. You know, I think he's got a pretty good setup here, and I think he knows it. But, hey, we'll there will probably be a couple nervous weeks after the end of the season.
Lastly, Gabe, do you think the Tigers get it done tomorrow?
Yeah, I pick them. I just think that, you know, for all the talk of, hey, this game's between two teams that are never in this situation, Missouri's actually been in this situation some over the last few years and haven't always gotten it done by any means. But, like, this is the third time in a month Vanderbilt's playing their biggest game in 75 years. And I think that's really hard to just get up and continue to do it time after time after time. So I think Missouri can score enough. I think you got to get to 27 to win this game, but I pick Missouri 34-24.
Gabe, appreciate it, man. Enjoy Nashville. We'll check in if this thing keeps rolling in a couple weeks.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.